I hope you're doing well. Welcome into the game back in Tuscaloosa.
Hey, appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, and I know the last couple of days have been very hectic for you, but have you had a chance to sort of set back and reflect on the dream coming true of playing in the NFL?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've put everything behind me that's in the past, and, you know, had a good talk with Coach Hugh Jackson, Coach Zane Peasy, Coach Marvin, so... Now I'm excited about what the future holds and being part of this great organization and team up here. I mean, everybody, the guys buy in, everybody's working hard and, it's great to be part of, you know, such a good organization.
What have you learned from the draft process going through from the finishing up, to where you're at now?
I mean, I think, you know, nobody ever knows, and no matter what the teams tell you, you know, things can always change. So they can tell you one thing and something else happens. So I mean, it's really just, you know, like I kind of thought all along was God has a plan, and whatever team, you know, he has you going to in his plan, that's the team that's going to pick you. So just be thankful and enjoy the process and enjoy the moment, you know, make the most of it.
Does that motivate you? That, I mean, that you maybe didn't feel like that, I mean, because, you know, we looked at it, we talked to guys, we had draft analysts on, they said no later than the third round. Does that motivate you that you were not picked earlier?
No, I mean, I don't need, you know, the outside stuff to motivate me. You know, I'm self-motivated and, I try to be the best player I can be. So, I know what I'm capable of. And I think, that's the only thing that matters. As long as you know within yourself and, your teammates trust in you, then, you know, you should be fine. So, that's my thing. Yeah. I just try not to focus on everything else, but, I've always played with a chip on my shoulder. I've always, you know, been that way ever since I started football at the age of three. So, it's just the way I play the game.
But AJ, listen, it makes me mad when I hear people saying things that are incorrect. It has to irritate you a little bit when you hear things from draft pundits saying things that are not true.
I mean, yeah, in a way it does, just because, you know, so many people can voice their opinion nowadays through so many outlets, whether, you know, they're hired on as an expert on, you know, a talk show or Twitter or whatever it comes to. So there's so many different outlets, and they can say whatever they want, and they're not held, you know, to a certain standard. And if they're wrong about it, then it's like, they never said it. It's forgotten, and they move on to the next thing. So, you know, for people that don't know me to say things about and other people, you know, to believe what, you know, that person or those people are saying about you. I mean, it sucks, but at the same time, that's how life is. So, that's the way it goes sometimes, but all I needed was a chance. And I got that, with this great organization and being up here in Cincinnati, and it's unbelievable. So I'm excited about what the future holds.
AJ McCarron right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. We do appreciate AJ for taking a couple of minutes out of his schedule to sort of help us out. Let me talk about Nick Saban and your relationship, because I've covered Nick Saban since he arrived here, and there's something special. There's a bond there. Do you know why? Sort of walk us through from your perspective.
I think, it's just the way we were raised. Me and Coach were kind of brought up the same way. You know, come from a hardworking family. Didn't come from a whole lot. And he just brought me up the same way that his dad brought him up. And, you know, it was always tough. Even though we won, it always seemed like it was never enough. He always felt like, you know, we can do better. And that was the way he basically brought me up while coaching me, was he always thought I could do better. And, he was always happy for me and told me that he was, you know, proud of me, but at the same time, he always felt like, I could play to a higher standard. So, and then the fact that, you know, Coach kind of recruited me, himself while he was at Alabama. So, you know, we've just always been really close and I'm sure we always will be.
AJ, if you could tell Blake Sims or Jacob Coker about being the quarterback and the pressure cooker that is when you're the quarterback at the University of Alabama, what would you tell them?
I'd say you got to, you know, create your own bubble and stay within that bubble. You can't try to do too much. Play within the system, you know. Coach, the organization itself is going to put you in a good situation. Just play within yourself. Don't try to do too much. But definitely create your own bubble and stay in that. Don't try to bring any new drama into your life or anything like that. And stick with the people that you love and that you trust, and everything will work out.
AJ, I've got about 2 minutes here. I want to address one thing. You said something about being unhealthy at Alabama. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not just me. We played through a full season in the SEC. It's tough. Your body's beat up, and I had jammed my shoulder Tennessee week, diving for the goal line right there when they called it a touchdown and then reversed it after replay. And I had some soreness in my shoulder and seemed like it would never heal up all the way. And, you know, that was one of the reasons why I chose to not play in the Senior Bowl and get my body back healthy. And that's why I'm ready to go now. So, you know, we played through a lot. It's not just me. There's a bunch of guys on the team that have played through a lot of injuries for our great university and for the rest of our teammates. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that sucked the most was just hearing people try to down you as a leader and as a teammate that don't know you and don't know what all you've been through for the team and people buying into that. So, like I said, I'm happy.